This is the Mutual Audio Network. Shut up and listen.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Baffert was released Christmas Eve 2015, while Arnie, Brad, and the rest of the Baffert gang were still on Mars.
It's the Bells in the Bat-Free Christmas Special, starring John Bell, with special guests from Modern Family, Sofia Vergara, the King of Pop Music, Justin Bieber, and a very special guest from the cast of Star Wars.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard?
He's coming to town.
And here he is, John Bell.
Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I can't tell you what this means to me. I spent my life savings renting this giant hall, and then I had to borrow money to hire all of you people to sit in this audience, and so far, you are just great. Now, who here would like to see Sofia Vergara? Yeah, that's what I thought. And how many folks here would like to see Justin Bieber? Yes, well, he'll be coming along in just a few minutes, but right now, I have a very special guest from the Star Wars universe. And here he comes now. Please welcome Jar Jar Binks.
Misa back.
How are you, Jar Jar?
Misa, so smiling to see in your side.
So, have you seen the new Star Wars movie?
Not really, no.
Well, there's a moment in the new movie that everybody loves.
Call Wazy.
Now, I don't want to give anything away, but do you know what that great moment is?
No, again.
Well, and anybody who hadn't seen the movie, you might want to plug your ears for the next few moments. It's that moment when you, Jar Jar...
He's embarrassing.
Let me finish. When you, Jar Jar Binks...
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. When you do not appear in this film.
How rude.
Right now, I'd like to introduce a new act that is so fresh, so original... You're not going to believe it, and it's just perfect for this Christmas season. I'm going to need a little help from my three little friends here. All right, you small, disturbingly human-like rodents, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Cyril.
Okay.
Okay, Thaddeus.
Okay.
Okay, Arnold. Arnold. Arnold!
Okay, you do not talk to me that way. I'm a superstar. I will take you all out if I have to.
We interrupt this podcast for this fast-breaking news report. The NSA, the Nameless Snoopers Agency, has reported that a suspicious video has been posted on the internet. In the interest of national security and higher ratings, we will now play this video for you. The image is of a silhouetted, large, bearded man. Here is the video.
Attention, all countries. We are coming to your cities. We are coming to your suburbs. You cannot stop us. In one night, in a well-coordinated plan, we will affect as many people as possible. Do not try to stop us. We have ways of getting to you. We know when you are sleeping. No security systems can prevent us from entering any building. We will strike instantly, leaving behind nothing but toys, gadgets, joy, and gladness. I am the leader of the Red and Green Corps. Some call us Merryists, and we kind of like that.
I know I do.
Shh. We call upon others to turn to our cause.
Our cause?
Quiet. This is serious. We say, join us. No matter what religion or political affiliation you are, sneak into a populated area, and when nobody expects it, blast somebody with a smile. Shoot somebody with a hug. Destroy hunger with some food. Exterminate sadness any way you can. over and over. Then you will be one of us. Oh, thank you. This is your only warning. We are on our way. Get ready to be merry. How do you think that went?
Ooh, just dandy.
That's a wrap. Kill the camera.
You got any more of those cookies?
According to insiders at the NSA, this Marius threat has everybody, quote, in a tizzy. We'll have more reports as this story develops. And now back to the podcast already in progress.
That was great. I never expected George Clooney to drop by, especially to do what he did. Okay, we got to catch our breath here. We'll be back after this word. The holidays. Time for traditional feasts.
Who wants turkey?
I do.
Who wants gravy?
Yuck!
Yes, kids hate gravy. It's lumpy and greasy, just like weird Uncle George. But wait, why serve the kids just plain old gravy when they can have crazy gravy?
Yay!
Yes, it's crazy gravy. The colorful, flavorful gravy that kids love to play with. You can mold it into any shape.
I made a doggy.
I made a Mount Rushmore.
And crazy gravy wobbles and wiggles. It also stretches and bounces. You can even spread it out over a newspaper. And when you pick it up, all the newsprint will be gone.
What's newsprint?
What's a newspaper?
Yes, your kids will have hours of fun during and after dinner time. And the kids will never run out of crazy gravy because it grows.
Who ate all the turkey?
I think the crazy gravy ate it.
It's as big as a cat.
Hey, where is the cat?
Uh-oh.
The whole neighborhood will come out to see what your crazy gravy is up to. So will the National Guard. Crazy gravy comes in three holiday feast flavors. Turkey, ham, and tofu. So kids, what do you want this holiday season?
Crazy gravy!
Crazy gravy! A product of Henderson Industrial Waste Radioactive Recycling and Cloning Labs. Crazy gravy stays crazy until it reaches critical mass.
Welcome back to the Bells in the Bat-Free Christmas Special. I'm your host, John Bell. I'd like to turn serious here for just a moment. This is a very special time of the year for me, and I would like to sing a little song for you now. We interrupt this podcast once again with this latest report. The source of the video we played for you earlier has been traced by various geeks to a location somewhere in the north. Dozens of reporters from various networks instantly gathered on the scene, followed eventually by people from the government. A command post has been set up, and we are now going to a live press conference.
Hey, Charlie, you going to bring the nachos to our football party?
I thought you wanted me to bring the beverages.
I'm bringing the beverages. You guys bring the food.
Okay, so they're not quite ready for us.
Man, it's cold.
From my vantage point here in the studio, the area that the press conference will eventually take place appears to be very cold. And in the north. So it would be northerly cold.
Thank you. Thank you for your attention.
We now go to the press conference.
I will make a statement, and then I will open up the floor for questions. Here in the Arctic, near what is known as the North Pole, we have discovered a compound that we believe the so-called red and green core currently resides and works. We are gathering a force together to go in there and to see what and who we find. And that is all we know at this moment. You there. Question.
Yes, who is inside this compound?
As I said, we don't know who is inside this compound until we get some men in there and get a chance to take a look around. Yes, there.
When you said North Pole, did you mean that as a slap toward Polish Americans?
No, we did not.
I think they would be offended.
We were talking about a specific geographic location.
Question.
Yes, that right there.
How many individuals are inside this compound right now?
We do not know who, if anyone, is inside the compound until we breach the perimeter and get inside. Yes, question over here.
Over here, Bob.
do you plan to find out who is inside this compound?
Oh, for goodness. Don't you people pay attention to what we're saying? We are gathering a group together now to breach the compound and find out who is inside. Until then, we don't know anything. Yes.
Do you believe this is where the video was made?
We have reason to believe that, yes, we do.
Do you think that the video was made by a Polish person, as you stated earlier?
I did not state that this is the North Pole. Do you people understand that?
Should we not allow Poles to immigrate?
No. Should we close the borders?
And other bookstores.
Listen to me. All we know is that there's a building over there. We're going to go in and find out what's in there. And that's all we know. That's all we know right now. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, then.
So, who is in the compound?
Will nuclear weapons be used?
Did you find my lost cat? Have you seen the new Star Wars?
That's it. We're done here. Thank you.
Jeez.
Incredible performance by the chainsaw-juggling Finkelsteins. And while they're cleaning up that part of the stage, I'd like to introduce one of the most beautiful women on TV, the star of Modern Family, Sofia Vergara. How wonderful to see you.
For me, it's a dream because I never thought that I was going to be doing something that was so perfect for me.
And you are so beautiful.
I know, it's like unbelievable.
We should tell the audience how we met.
I was in the beach wearing a G-string.
G-string.
In a G-string.
And of course, I said, G. Now, Sofia, would you like to sing a song for us?
Like the dream come true for me.
What would you like to sing?
Something appropriate.
How about a Christmas song? Yeah, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Sofia Vergara. We re-interrupt this podcast again, you're welcome, to bring you this breaking story. Government troops have surrounded the Red and Green Corps compound. They are about to breach the facility. We take you now to the command post, under the command of Commander Commander. Commander, come in, Commander.
This is Commander Commander, commanding the Commander Command. As you can see on the body camera monitors, we have three men going in. We don't want to disclose their identities, so we're calling them Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie. Alpha, come in. Report, please.
This is Alpha. We're moving into position. Bravo, Charlie, where are you guys?
This is Bravo, in position.
This is Charlie, in position.
I'm approaching the front door, preparing to breach. You guys cover me.
You should be covered. We all get insurance on this gig.
That's not what I meant, Bravo. Just make
hey,
sure...
Hey, wait a minute. You guys got insurance?
Listen, guys, I'm about
Didn't they explain the benefits package to you?
Let me look in the employee's handbook here.
Guys, you can do that later. I'm about to breach the facility.
Okay, you're covered.
Oh, yeah, so am I guess. Yeah, here it is.
Alpha, can you describe the entrance to the facility? Is it armored?
Negative, sir. It seems to be made out of gingerbread or something.
I suggest a small-shaped charge.
I don't think that'll be necessary, sir. The door just opened.
Hi there. What can we do for you?
We're here to see what's going on inside.
Well, don't stand out here in the cold. Come on in.
Alpha, what is your situation?
I've been invited in, sir.
By whom?
It appears to be an elf.
An elf? ELF? Alien life form?
No.
This is worse than we thought.
No, sir. They're, little people with pointed ears.
Vulcan midgets.
Alpha to Charlie. Charlie, do you read me?
Yes, sir, I read you loud and clear.
Bravo, I'm looking for Charlie.
I am Charlie.
No, you're not. I'm Charlie.
Bravo, you keep forgetting your name is Charlie, but your designation is Bravo.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
So, Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, did it again.
I need you to come here and join me at the entrance to the facility.
Roger.
Yes? Is your name Charlie, Roger, Charlie?
My name is Mike.
Not you, Charlie. Charlie.
That's affirmative, sir. Charlie, Roger.
This could get complicated.
Are you guys going inside or what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are. Charlie.
Huh?
Mike.
Yo.
Get up here.
Both of us, sir?
No. Yes. That'd be a lot simpler. Just everybody come to the front door.
Okay.
Roger.
What do you need?
Not you.
As our men gather at the front door, I'd like to point out that they are prepared for anything that may greet them there. Poison gas. Bullets. Bombs.
Hot chocolate?
Ooh, looks good.
Oh, yeah. Give me some.
Ooh, that's a big Roger.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Not you.
All right, men, now that you're inside, force them to show you around.
Would you guys like a tour?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Follow me!
space. This first part appears to be a manufacturing area.
Now we're getting somewhere. What are they making?
I'd really rather not say, sir.
Alpha, report! You have a duty to report!
Stand by, sir. Guys, what do we tell him? Bravo? Can I live here forever, sir? How about you, Charlie? What should we say?
I just told you, sir.
Not Bravo, Charlie. Mike, Charlie.
Do we have clearance, Clarence?
What?
Just having an airplane moment, sir.
Whatever we say, sir, they're going to think we're Section 8.
This is Section 1!
Guys, I think we should go silent.
I concur, sir, until we figure this out.
Okay, guys, turn off your mics.
Turn off what, sir?
Your mic.
Well, he's not my mic, sir.
What?
We're just friends.
Radio silence, guys, starting now.
We now return you to the Bats in the Belfry show. Thing in progress now.
Push the button.
Huh?
The button.
Oh.
Next guest is someone who I've known for quite a long time. We've had some adventures together. He's running a little late, and he said as soon as he got here, he'd run up on stage. So as soon as he gets up, and ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Justin Bieber here.
It's good to see you, Bieb. I was just telling the folks that you and I go way back. Oh, it was a fun time, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Remember when you had that little trouble with the law and you hid in my basement for, oh gosh, how long?
Probably like 3 years.
Yeah, seems like it. Why did you choose my basement to hunker down in?
I went through a lot of different directions, a lot of different places in my life, and finally I found a space where I was really happy.
That really means a lot to me, Bieb. And I appreciate you volunteering to do all the vacuuming in my home. Even though you didn't really like my old vacuum cleaner, did you?
You just gotta understand, it comes with what I do, you know? It sucks, but I just gotta, like, grit my teeth and just go through it, you know?
Yeah. And now you're going to tour the entire world?
Yeah, we're going all over the world, world tour.
Yeah, the world is the best place to have a tour if you're having a world tour. Although, once you've seen all the civilized spots in the world, where's left to go?
I am going to go back to Canada.
Good choice, Bieb. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Bieber! We interrupt this program, blah, blah, blah. You know the routine. Something's going on at the command post. Let's go now live to the command post.
A flying craft of some kind has just taken off, according to radar, on the far side of the compound, is circling around, and is coming this way. We don't know if we are under attack or if this is the beginning of an attack on the entire world. We have visual on it. It's coming this way. Everybody get down. The merriest of Christmases to everyone. You heard him. He admits to being a merriest, and he is going to spread his merriest agenda. So you've got to remember, if you give in to merryism, that means the merriests win.
Thank you for joining me tonight. I feel like all the money I spent on this hall, all the money I spent on getting my guest stars here, all the money I spent on hiring this wonderful audience has been money well spent, because the show went off without a hitch. Incredible. Thank you all. Thank you. And now, as a little tradition on all my holiday specials, I'm going to have a little conversation with a certain little girl, Beth.
Hello.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, except I got the seasonal quad. So if I start coughing and hacking and doing all sorts of weird things, it's okay. I'm not contagious.
Well, that's good to know.
And I'm able to be in the Christmas pageant, except they really don't call it Christmas pageant.
This is at your school?
This is at my school.
Okay. And are you taking part in it?
Yeah. Except so, I didn't get any good parts.
Well, what are some of the good parts?
Well, they had Christmas presents and reindeer and all kinds of stuff.
So you're not any of those?
No.
So what are you?
I'm a snowflake.
You're a snowflake? So what does a snowflake do in this pageant?
They dance around.
They dance around. How many snowflakes are there?
Jillions. All the ones that didn't get a good part have to be snowflakes.
I see. Well, who got to be a present?
Billy.
Billy? Well, how did he get that part?
I don't know. He knew somebody that knew somebody.
It's all in who you know, huh?
Yeah, and then Megan got to be a reindeer.
How many reindeer are in the show?
Well, aren't there 8 reindeer?
There are 8 tiny reindeer.
Yes.
So there are 8 reindeer.
Except she's not really tiny.
Oh, okay. Well, have you been rehearsing your part?
Yep.
Do you have any lines?
Are you kidding? It's stuff like doesn't talk. What, are you crazy?
So you just dance around?
I dance around.
During the entire show? Or?
Yeah, we kind of dance and do a dopey dance.
Okay.
I wanted to jazz it up a bit, and I tried it, and the teacher told me to stop.
What kind of dances are you doing?
As the teacher says, we flow with the music.
Gotta flow with the music. So are you a good flower for a snowflake?
Apparently, the teacher doesn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But she says if I want to be in this stupid play, I gotta do what I'm told.
Do you want to be in the stupid play?
Not willing.
Okay. Well, did you really have an option, or is everybody?
No, everybody got to be in it.
This is tonight, isn't it? And tonight the big show.
Oh yeah, I want to be a purple snowflake. Can I be a purple snowflake?
That would certainly make you stand out.
Yeah. But teacher says no.
What?
I thought we could line it up and be a blue snowflake, a purple snowflake, a red snowflake,
well, seems
and
like
a yellow flake.
Good diversity there,
yeah.
Isn't it? But no?
No, what we got to all have to be white.
All white snowflakes.
Yep.
Yeah, that does seem a little monotonous, doesn't it?
I think so, whatever that word means.
No plaid snowflakes?
No.
No polka dotted snowflakes.
No squares. Wow.
Except maybe the teacher. She sounds pretty square.
Yeah, she is. I don't know who came up with this dopey idea.
There goes the coughing.
Yep.
And you're sure you're not contagious?
No, I'm not contagious.
Because you just coughed all over my face.
I know.
Okay.
And the teacher asked me that. Yeah, I'm contagious. I can't do it. But maybe she saw through that.
Okay.
She really, yeah.
So there's like this big fake house on the set, on the stage.
Yep.
Do you fall around?
I flow around this house.
You don't like fall from the ceiling down
no,
to the...
No, I thought that would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that'd be a nice effect, but you just kind of flow around.
In fact, I want to get on top of the house and jump off. I volunteer to be Rudolph. I want to be everything.
Except
the snowflake.
And you are...
A snowflake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, are you ready for the big show tonight?
Sure. As soon as my costume's made.
You don't have a costume
yet? You gotta make it.
I gotta make the costume?
Yeah, you gotta make it. That's what Mommy said. I said, Mommy, I need a snowflake costume. And she says, Go see your dad.
When did you two have this conversation?
We had it this afternoon.
And the show's tonight?
Yep.
Where's Mom right now?
I don't know.
So what does this costume look like?
A snowflake.
Do you have any pattern? Do you have a pattern for this?
Well, I did.
Where is it?
It got rained on coming home.
The snowflake got rained on.
Yep.
There's a certain amount of irony there.
Yeah.
Do we have any...
Nope.
So we need to go...
Yep. And Mommy said Daddy will take care of it.
Well, I need to stop talking to you now because it appears like I've got some work to do.
You do.
Our bird is over there hollering. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
Maybe that's one of our two calling birds.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I think it's time for...
Merry Christmas.
Us to say Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
You have been listening to the Bells in the Bat-Free Christmas Special 2015.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. All the way, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard?
Sleigh.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat-Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat-Free... We introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs,
clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official Cowlett design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.